This episode is brought to you by IVP.
Do you find yourself reacting to negative emotions in unhealthy ways? Emotions like these are powerful, and yet God has a good purpose for them. In his book, Mastering Our Emotions, psychologist Kevin Chapman integrates biblical truth, evidence-based insights from psychology, and spiritual practices to empower us to move from being mastered by our emotions to living in emotional maturity. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Mastering Our Emotions for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 36, verse 8 through Exodus chapter 37. The building of the tabernacle. All the skilled among those who were doing the work made the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet yarn. They were made with cherubim that were the work of an artistic designer. The length of one curtain was 42 feet, and the width of one curtain was 6 feet, the same size for each of the curtains. He joined 5 of the curtains to one another, and the other 5 curtains he joined to one another. He made loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in the first set. He did the same along the edge of the end curtain in the second set. He made 50 loops on the first curtain, and he made 50 loops on the end curtain that was in the second set, with the loops opposite one another. He made 50 gold clasps and joined the curtains together to one another with the clasps, so that the tabernacle was a unit. He made curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. He made 11 curtains. The length of one curtain was 45 feet, and the width of one curtain was 6 feet, one size for all 11 curtains. He joined 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. He made 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain in the first set and 50 loops along the edge of the curtain that joined the second set. He made 50 bronze clasps to join the tent together so that it might be a unit. He made a covering for the tent out of ram skins dyed red, and over that a covering of fine leather. He made the frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood as uprights. The length of each frame was 15 feet. The width of each frame was 2.25 feet, with 2 projections per frame parallel one to another. He made all the frames of the tabernacle in this way. So he made frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side. He made 40 silver bases under the 20 frames, 2 bases under the first frame for its 2 projections, and likewise 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 projections. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, he made 20 frames, and there 40 silver bases, 2 bases under the first frame, and 2 bases under the next frame. And for the back of the tabernacle on the west, he made 6 frames. He made 2 frames for the corners of the tabernacle on the back. At the 2 corners, they were doubled at the lower end and finished together at the top in one ring. So he did for both. So there were 8 frames in their silver bases, 16 bases, 2 bases under each frame. He made bars of acacia wood, 5 for the frames on one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames on the second side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the frames of the tabernacle for the backside on the west. He made the middle bar to reach from end to end in the center of the frames. He overlaid the frames with gold and made their rings of gold to provide places for the bars, and he overlaid the bars with gold. He made the special curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen. He made it with cherubim, the work of an artistic designer. He made for it 4 posts of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold hooks, and he cast for them 4 silver bases. He made a hanging for the entrance of the tent of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen, the work of an embroiderer, and its 5 posts and their hooks. He overlaid their tops and their hands with gold, but their 5 bases were bronze. Exodus chapter 37. The making of the ark. Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. Its length was 45 inches, its width 27 inches, and its height 27 inches. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and he made a surrounding border of gold for it. He cast 4 gold rings for it that he put on its 4 feet, with 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side. He made poles of acacia wood, overlaid them with gold, and put the poles into the rings on the side of the ark in order to carry the ark. He made an atonement lid of pure gold. Its length was 45 inches, and its width was 27 inches. He made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered metal on the 2 ends of the atonement lid, 1 cherub on one end and 1 cherub on the other end. He made the cherubim from the atonement lid on its 2 ends. The cherubim were spreading their wings upward, overshadowing the atonement lid with their wings. The cherubim faced each other, looking toward the atonement lid. The making of the table. Bezalel made the table of acacia wood. Its length was 36 inches, its width 18 inches, and its height 27 inches. He overlaid it with pure gold, and he made a surrounding border of gold for it. He made a surrounding frame for it about 3 inches wide, and he made a surrounding border of gold for its frame. He cast 4 gold rings for it and attached the rings at the 4 corners where its 4 legs were. The rings were close to the frame to provide places for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. He made the vessels which were on the table out of pure gold, its plates, its ladles, its pitchers, and its bowls, to be used in pouring out offerings. The making of the lampstand. Bezalel made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered metal. Its base and its shaft, its cups, its buds, and its blossoms were from the same piece. 6 branches were extending from its side, 3 branches of the lampstand from one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms were on the first branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms were on the next branch, and the same for the 6 branches that were extending from the lampstand. On the lampstand, there were 4 cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms, with a bud under the first 2 branches from it, and a bud under the next 2 branches from it, and a bud under the third 2 branches from it, according to the 6 branches that extended from it. Their buds and their branches were of one piece. All of it was one hammered piece of pure gold. He made its 7 lamps, its trimmers, and its trays of pure gold. He made the lampstand and all its accessories with 75 pounds of pure gold. The making of the altar of incense. Bezalel made the incense altar of acacia wood. Its length was 18 inches and its width 18 inches, a square, and its height was 36 inches. Its horns were of one piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its 4 walls, and its horns, and he made a surrounding border of gold for it. He also made 2 gold rings for it under its border, on its 2 sides, on opposite sides, as places for poles to carry it with. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He made the sacred anointing oil and the pure fragrant incense, the work of a perfumer. Your word is true. New Testament reading. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 through 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. We do not give anyone an occasion for taking an offense in anything so that no fault may be found in our ministry. But as God's servants, we have commended ourselves in every way, with great endurance, in persecutions, in difficulties, in distresses, in beatings, in imprisonments, in riots, in troubles, in sleepless nights, in hunger, by purity, by knowledge, by patience, by benevolence, by the Holy Spirit, by genuine love, by truthful teaching, by the power of God, with weapons of righteousness both for the right hand and for the left, through glory and dishonor, through slander and praise, regarded as impostors and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and yet see, we continue to live as those who are scourged and yet not executed, as sorrowful but always rejoicing, as poor but making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart has been opened wide to you. Our affection for you is not restricted, but you are restricted in your affections for us. Now, as a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts to us also. Unequal partners. Do not become partners with those who do not believe. For what partnership is there between righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship does light have with darkness? And what agreement does Christ have with Belial? Or what does a believer share in common with an unbeliever? And what mutual agreement does the temple of God have with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will live in them and will walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the all-powerful Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Self-purification. Therefore, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us cleanse ourselves from everything that could defile the body and the spirit, and thus accomplish holiness out of reverence for God. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, thank you for your word. Thank you, O Lord God, for your letters by the power of the Spirit you wrote through the Apostle Paul, O God, to the Corinthians and to us, O Lord. Would you help us, O God, to live lives of holiness, O Lord God? We are a people, a peculiar people, set apart, O Lord God, for your holy use, for your purposes, O Lord. Would you help us to live lives, O Lord God? Would you help us, O God, to really know that we are truly crucified with Christ, O God? I pray, O God, that the nails of the cross, O Lord God, will continue to hold us up, O Lord God. Would you help us to carry our cross every single day, O Lord God, when there are true temptations to put it down, to cast it aside, to let it go, O Lord. Would you help us, O Lord God, to know that holiness really is still right, O Lord. Help us to trust in you. Help us to look to you, God. We know that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So would you help us, O Lord God, to live as living sacrifices, O Lord, holy and acceptable in your sight, O Lord. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.